We've all benefited from a great weekend every now and then. And we had that this weekend with the great weather and the return of the Blossom Parade on Saturday. Comerica Park was also a great place to be after the Tigers broke out of the recent slump with a three-game sweep of Baltimore after a 5-1 win on Sunday. Miguel Cabrera hit career home run 505, and Tariq Skubal struck out 11 in the Tigers' first sweep of the season. The Tigers are back on the road tonight as they visit Tampa Bay at 6:40. A 6:20 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox dropped three of their four-game series with the Yankees after a 5-1 loss on Sunday. The Sox hit the road to face Kansas City tonight at 8:10. And the Cubs' Frank Schwindel's RBI single in the ninth inning gave the Cubs a 3-2 win at Arizona to take two of the three-game series in the desert. The Cubs are back home tonight to face the Pittsburgh Pirates at 7:40. The Pirates were no-hit by Cincinnati yesterday, but they still won 1-0. Two Game 7s in the NHL and two more in the NBA playoffs. Starting in the NHL on Sunday, the New York Rangers beat Pittsburgh 4-3 in overtime, and the Calgary Flames beat Dallas 3-2, also in overtime. Round 2 starts on Tuesday. In the NBA, there will be a new NBA champion this year, as Boston beat Milwaukee 109-81. The best team in the regular season, the Phoenix Suns, are also out after falling to Dallas 123-90. The NBA playoffs are also off tonight as the conference finals begin on Tuesday. WNBA, it was Atlanta over Indiana 85-79. Work stoppages in sports are not uncommon. After all, we just came out of a lockout in baseball. But player strikes and lockouts are less commonplace in Canada. But the CFL, Canadian Football League, is now on strike. As of 12:01 on Sunday morning, players of seven of the nine teams did not report to camp. Players in Edmonton and Calgary had a report based on labor laws in Alberta, and they can't strike until later on in the month. The last CFL strike came in 1974. Midwest League Baseball on Sunday, Great Lakes beat Lake County 10-9. It was Dayton over Lansing 10-8. West Michigan beat Beloit 2-1, and it was South Bend over Fort Wayne 5-1. High school sports coming up today. Girls soccer, the SMAC Conference Tournament gets underway. The Gold Division semifinals has St. Joe at Portage Central and Lloyd Norris at Gull Lake. In the Silver Division, Lakeview is at Lakeshore and Portage Northern is at Mattawan. Other games tonight has Michigan Lutheran at Bangor, Watervliet at Berrien Springs, New Buffalo at Covert, Saugatuck at Coloma, Pawpaw is at Allegan, Three Rivers is at Edwardsburg, Sturgis is at Plainwell, Niles is at Vicksburg, it's Comstock at Hartford, and Fenville is at Lawton. The rest of the schedule for baseball and softball is on the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, May 16th, I'm Dave Wolfe.